Well, howdy dingley. You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m.
A big concern because it's lie after lie after lie, and it, you know, for those evidence that you're going to look at, you know, are they going to trust it? Maybe, but they have to come to a conscience level and see it for what it really is, and that's going to be hard, especially with the children. That evidence is a big situation.
For the people that don't know that they've done been children in underground bases for a long time, being used, human trafficking, sex trade, yes, it's been going on. People are going to have to wake up to it.
So I would tell you the process that I think, you know, the format of China going down and their resources falling, then, you know, we're dealing with things can't be done just like by dates. They have to be done by things that are checked off the list. Okay, that's done. This is done. So I just don't think that you're going to get this big date that people are going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to happen overnight. So I think, and Spirit has told me, this will go over quick, like a thief in the night. So I am definitely thinking more October is going to be done, and it's going to be like that. As soon as that media cord is pulled, that brainwashed society is not going to be there to use and utilize. So I don't think that it's a big deal to me, because it's the way you're seeing things from inside out. If you live in fear, you live in 3D, you're going to take it in a fear-based situation.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah, I feel very similar situation as well. James, what do you see for the next 6 months?
So I'm going to have to use a lot of code words here. There's multiple timelines. Ultimately, just even talking about the future can change it. So some of this information I'm going to share is from what I believe to be more of a negative timeline. And some people are on it, meaning that if you are aligned to a certain AI-aligned agenda, meaning you did something to put something in your body, then you would resonate more with that.
They're being careful. This is on Rumble, but still, man, the censorship is rampant, and that's got to be a good sign.
Didn't do that, you resonate with more of a positive side. So, before you try to wrap your mind all around that, let me just go ahead and go into what some of the negative stuff. And we are probably looking at the summer of 2021 is like the summer of 1939. And by September, a lot of people are going to be kicking the can. And then at least what's been relayed to me, whether or not, you know, I mean, I can't confirm all this because ultimately we could change it by, like I said, but there may be another variant put out there, possibly some kind of avian type flu that might result in a reason for them to do another round of the JAB. And then all those people that are dumb enough to do it, unfortunately, that's about 55 million Americans, they will not be with us in the next round of ascension, whatever you want to call that. So, yeah, as far as when, what kind of timeline we're looking at here, I think probably by October is when this really bad stuff starts to kick in. And here's something else that's kind of, that's been relayed to me. The word zombie has come up, and not as in an actual zombie, but more like the aspect when they put the stuff into their bodies, their aggression levels are going to increase in combination with FIVEG.
5G.
Sorry, I have to use all these code words, but. Yeah, the combination between all that could create a lot of chaos in streets and houses burning down and so on. But I do foresee all this going away by possibly December or even March. The word the RV has been that's come up in some of the remote viewers that I work with, happening by March. And when that happens, yeah, a lot of people are going to get paid off to essentially stop burning everything down, and yeah, we can start doing the integration process by 2025. Pretty much all this will be forgotten like a huge dream, and also YouTube is going to pay for their treachery for what they've done.
Oh, they gotta pay.
A lot of corporate America that's gone along with this agenda. But
YouTube, the corporate media, the mainstream media. Oh, James Rink.
I said that the best way possible. Hopefully, you won't get censored for that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Project number PPF5. There's an extra numbers in there. That's the name of the new variant. It's coming out of Fort Detrick's. It's it's engineered. The cure is going to be delivered by CRISPR, and it's going to have to go into the spinal cord. So that is there's already a patent, so they've already got the cure and everything.
It's all lies, it's all media trickery for an excuse to put some shit in your body to zombify you. But we know better than that, us folks on the space plane.
That's what I got for you on that one.
All right, thanks. Kimberly, what do you see coming up?
Hi, Kimberly.
Okay, so I'm seeing a little bit of what both James and Jenny have talked about. I see a massive health crisis come up. due to all of the JABS that's been going on, we haven't reached the full potential of what's actually in those in those items. Okay. And so that, you know, in the next 6 months, that we're going to be seeing a whole lot of variation on the illnesses and diseases that arise from that situation. I think that there's going to be new and interesting things that happen because of this that we're going to be having to deal with. Some of the toxins that are floating around of sorts, that's going to cause massive, I think massive deaths within the next 6 months. The AI is so challenging to talk about some of this stuff. So yeah, I'm just seeing that there's going to be a health crisis with a lot of children and young adults that are exhibiting things that we've never seen before.
Very good, very good. So yeah, like I have views just like all of you. I see that in the very, very near term, probably see return of somebody or someone representing him or something along those lines.
Talking about Donald Trump.
I think it has to happen pretty soon because of the way everything is starting to move. And then on the other side of that, they're going to try and help a lot of people out that are having problems with that, with health issues. So that's something that's going to, you know, the longer that gets drug out, the worse that's going to be. I think a lot of people are aware of that. So they want to see this thing, you know, get stopped out. And the people that are, you know, manipulating the consciousness right now, pulling the plug was a great one. You know, pulling the plug on the, you know, the news media that basically is, you know, controlling consciousness right now. I think that's one of the huge, huge things that happens in the near term. Now, near term could be within the next couple of weeks, or it could be
CNN's going down, CBC's going down, watch it happen around your town.
In the next couple of months. The longer it goes on, like I said, the worse the situation is, I think, at this point. All right, so that's kind of a roundup. That's really, really nice to get all these different views, but you see, a lot of us are seeing some of the same things, and it's coming to a quickening point very, very soon. But like James was saying, it's going to take time for all of this to really resolve. It's not going to be like, you know, in another couple of months, maybe somebody comes back and then everything's, you know, hunky-dory and beautiful. No, these things take time. So now let's go into the next question. What do you think they will do with the children being rescued from the child traffickers? So also from the DUMS and other situations that we're all aware of and that people have been talking about for well over a year now. What do you guys
the deep underground military bases
see with that situation? What are you seeing? I have a lot of stuff that's coming up. And we'll start with you, Jenny. So what do you think?
All right, Jenny, we're going to find out more about that later.
gotta keep it cool and mellow when we talk about how we know. When it's time to really cool, man, bust the flow. People aren't really gonna know how I do this, 'cause it ain't really been done before, but it has been. But not in any kind of system, paradigm, where people were living some kind of deceptive lie. Nope, too true for that, so never will this fatness find success in the music scene as it's seen ever since the 80s, the 60s, the 50s. The Tavistock Institute, brain control, mind control to you. They took music away. They took the music away. Ain't nothing but to manipulate, or at the very best, to entertain. And then they sold it back to you, because they took the music away. They took music away. Even those that choose it as their life path will have the same dreams as people from the past. Manufactured stars, even the ones that were hard done by. Make ya aim your dreams towards a lie. Oh yeah, you wanna express yourself and really feel. You're gonna be so inspiring that they're gonna find you and give you a record deal. Not a chance, king, because you are a king. And they do not like the realness of the funk you bring. You don't want folks to see. Things that come from other dimensionalities, like Sirius, bases underground. Some people hear a low-pitched sound falling through the earth.
But where they put the dirt?
Civilization underground. There's people behind the van pulling the string.
Thank you.
And that's interesting. You left off on that one word, surface. And I saw that someone shared a link with me where there's flooding in Germany, and there, I think there's like children that are like floating into people's homes. And so that was from the Dumb. So the Dumbs are being flushed out, as some of the people I'm talking about. And there's been a lot of stuff that says watch the...
For people who don't know, Dumbs stands for Deep Underground Military Bases. Now back to Michael Jaco.
Water. So now that the Dumbs are being flushed out, we're starting to see some of the stuff that's coming out of there. So that's going to be revealing. James, what do you see?
I just want to comment on that. Jenny and I, also Kimberly, we were discussing this a couple of days ago, the same thing you just mentioned, that there might be alien bodies as well flooding out of those facilities. And Jenny, I think you mentioned that you see like a 50-foot tall, some kind of extraterrestrial, a titan or something.
Right.
The government's not going to be able to explain it away as a mutated child.
And that's the mindset of people not seeing something like that, or the concept of that, because their reality has been told to them what their reality is, and now you're coming with it in front of your face, and I'd be surprised if they don't even accept it, even though it's in front of you. These are going to surface, period. And just like I did the drawing for New York flooding, you know, was it 4 or 5 weeks ago of that? I've been talking about that for a while. That's just one level that it's hit. So it's not done. It's coming back. That's what Spirit is telling me.
All right. Well, to answer your question, I was involved in the Montauk Project. And after they rescued us, what they did is they took our consciousness. Our bodies were so damaged from all the drugs and the AI and all the stuff they shot us up with that they had. They just created another clone body and inserted our consciousness into it. And in my case, they could convert you right back into a fetus and then insert you into a new surrogated family. And that's where Project Surrogate comes into play, where they just find you, a family to put you into. Now, I'm not saying necessarily the Alliance is going to do this, because this is secret space program level technology. The Alliance probably has access to some of it, but I don't know if it's like that kind of level. But they certainly could do that as a way to integrate these children back into societies, because they can take you, they can put you in a med bed, and although ideally they want to keep you around the age of 21 to 25, they can do that, 21 to 25, depending on whether male or female. But they could bring you back down even younger. So, but. I don't know if that's what they're going to do in this case. So I'm going to just diverge. What Jenny said, I think that sounds pretty accurate, depending on whether or not they're going to do that. So how about you, Kimberly? What do you think?
I think a vast majority of these children are on ships, because I don't think that they can be returned into homes again without significant rehabilitation. This is a level of damage that none of us are equipped to handle, here on the surface of the planet. I believe that these children are going to remain on board ships and heal until they are, ready to rejoin us.
Very good. So, I feel the same thing. The fleshing of the Dumbs going down and rescuing all that they could rescue. Of course, some of them didn't survive, like we all can probably imagine. And going forward, that's going to be disclosed. But they are being removed. A lot of them are being removed and going someplace. So ships, whether they're going to remote locations, other Dumb facilities that are set up for them, they are being moved from these negatives. So I have seen some of these Dumbs where they go in and clear them, and then they have some type of technology where they can portal back in. And I think the flooding situation destroys that portaling ability. And that's one of the reasons why they're flooding some of these Dumbs. So that's what I see. And I think the child trafficking, once it will be the one thing that really causes a lot of problems with people consciousness-wise. But it is the thing that really awakens humanity very quickly. And we're going to see more of that going forward. So then
I've been trying to break people in the whole time I've been doing this show right here on Space Plane, but people still listen to it week after week, and they don't even think most of this stuff is real.
Next question is, what will ET first disclosure event look like? I think it's already been, you know, slowly rolling out over time, but I think we're going to get maybe something a little bit more significant. I don't think it. I know it. But what are your thoughts?
It's time for the masses to know, and we're going to learn more about that later, right here on Space Plane. Listening to music recorded by me, the host of the show, Tony E, featuring Mark Abuantoon on drums, Nicola Royer Artuso on the bassified guitar, and Tony E on clarinet and synthesizer. We'll be right back.
Talk to you, Lisa.
You know, and I'm kind of one of those people, I can get a lot of pictures from a lot of different interpretations, so it's not whether you can see it, it's just when you take a picture. So I've seen some things, and those type of beings, I think they were already tracked. They already know where we're at, what we're doing. So that's not a big deal to me. I sensed it for a long time that they're there. So this is what I'm thinking. You know, I think they're already covering above us. You know, are they using the clouds, of course, you know, for a cover-up. But, I mean, to me, the situation like that, just hold a mask. I just think that we've already done the slow type of revealing, and people are okay with just pulling it, just seeing them.
Pull the mask, they're going to decloak the skies. Watch it happen.
Appear, and then because not only that, seeing humankind that's already connected with them and showing that they're already working with them, and it's already a balanced situation. So that's important to show that that has already been a working system. And this is the thing, and I will tell you, Michael, that I call the former president, the shepherd, because they call him, he is spokesman of Earth. They told me that a long time ago. So in that process, I think last July when he was talking about certain things and posted that he had to make a big decision, I think that was at that point that he made that decision to work with them more. So I think it's going to be a good event is what I think, and I think it's just going to appear and seeing that our government is working with them is going to make it easier.
Fabulous, yeah. So, James, what do you see coming forward with that?
Okay, well, first of all, B-I-D-E-N is not the president, and Trump is allegedly an actor, or you could, certainly a spokesperson would be another term for it. The Earth Alliance is in control of the military, the executive branch, and the White House still has T-R-U-M-P pictures all over the place. He's never taken his stuff out of there. And so as far as disclosure is going to happen, this is what I think the scenario is going to be. EBS is going to be announced, and of course they'll do all the disclosures, but they will also tell people that ETs exist, as well as the secret space program and the colonies off world, and they're going to shut down the technology that's cloaking all these ships. So the people are going to know about it, so it won't be like. I mean, there was one scenario where it did happen where they just, this was during the Obama presidency, in another timeline, that they shut it all down and there was plane crashes everywhere, and it just, and certainly people were in shock. But here it'll be a little bit more softer approach, and hopefully no. I think all planes are going to be grounded by that point because of all the death waves that's about to occur. But now, another scenario that was discussed many, many years ago at the remote viewing was possibly a city ship landing just above the ocean that was empty, but it had very advanced alien technology, so the government wouldn't be able to, like, hide it or put a hologram over it, or they wouldn't be able to use their media to kind of portray, oh, it's a hologram. I mean, it's like some kind of swamp. Yeah, we're not. You know, the excuses they come up with, because everybody, you could see it. It's there, and it's huge, and you can go in there and get healed. So that's another idea that was kind of popping around. But, you know, it, everything's in flux. How they're going to do it, I think, is still in the works, and we'll just have to sit back and watch the show.
Yeah, fabulous, good.
I'm watching.
What do you see, Kimberly?
Hey, Kimberly.
Okay, so I see a little bit of both again. So I think I agree with you that, you know, disclosure is already happening. And I think these extraterrestrial bodies are going to be floating up on people's doorsteps. And there's not going to be any way for anybody to hide this or tell us it's swamp gas or whatever they would like to, because all this evidence is just gonna come out in droves. And I also think the Space Force was the beginning of the disclosure of our space fleet. So I believe it's gonna start off with, hey, we have anti-gravitic ships that we didn't tell you about, oops. And we also have friends from space, and it's slowly going to dribble in, and then eventually culminating in ships uncloaking themselves.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah, I agree with all of you. I think the uncloaking of the ships is one of the major stepping stones going forward. There are probably maybe little ships at first, and then massive ships like James was talking about, and then there will be this patient, like James was talking about. That's my thoughts as well. And they will be uncloaking all around the world. I mean, they're around the world already. So the small ships can start to uncloak very, very quickly, very easily. And like James was saying, probably will be a grounding of aircraft, because that's one of the reasons why they didn't do it before, because the deep state basically would go and, you know, attack them and try and, you know, stop that. The disclosure process, and that's not going to be allowed going forward. It's going to be completely revealed. Basically the shutdown of the deep state's media apparatus is going to be one of the major functions of bringing that in, and then taking over that system and broadcasting the truth. All right, let's jump into the next one. This is a good one. How will BIDEN be exposed as a false leader?
Oh, that'll be a good one. Stay tuned.
fool around. Whatever that means, it means I always mean what I mean and I do what I say. The most important thing to do and meaningful too. Keeping certain forces in check and bringing balance to the primordial goo. Cause like I said earlier, I time travel too, right? So when I do right, it goes back so far to when this world was a twirling mass of malevolent gas. I do what I can to make something out of that, and here I am, as sure as I've been.
What's the situation around that? And is he really a false leader? Or, you know, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Jin Lee.
Okay. This is the thing that I kind of find it fun. And it's just to adapt to society. I mean, how dumb does he have to look before people have to wake up? No one in their right mind with any presidency see the mistakes that he makes, and it's deliberate on purpose, you know, for them to wake up. So the thing is, it's like I talked to James, you know, in Shepherd's Way, I would just literally walk on stage and pull the mask off the face. Please.
Oh, yeah. That would be upset. Pull the mask off of Joe Biden and reveal a Jim Carrey.
And it's just like, there you go. This is it. This is not real. This is clone material. They can make masks that way. I mean, there's so many errors around him, his communication, everything. It's just they have gotten into this sickness of reality. No matter what it is, it can go sicker and sicker and off. You know, this guy, you would not leave with your dog. You know, there's just no way. He has no common sense at whatsoever. And then the administration behind him, it is. It's just a bunch of high school rejects that are just pissed off in life, and they didn't get theirs. So now they're coming the way they need to come. But they're all covering each other, and they're puppets. So I think it's going to be a public situation, display, and go, here you go. This is what we got to do. This is the way it's going to have to be. So we're just going to have to show you. This reality needs to come to the light.
Thank you.
behind me. Some old crawfish head. Tra-la-la-la, don't you know you wanna holler? Tra-la-la-la, don't you know you're gone down on a dollar? Tra-la-la-la, don't you know you wanna holler? Tra-la-la-la, but you wanna holler when you know you won't swallow.
James Ring.
When I was on the show back, I think the first time we came on was in March, I had some information about Biden kicking the can in October from a heart attack. Now, that information was sourced from my friend who's able to channel the Andromedans, but unfortunately, his partner got the JAB and shedded, and he died, even though he didn't get that JAB. Just being around someone killed him. So I'm not able, because the timeline's always changing. So this intel I'm giving you is close to 7 months old, but I still think we're probably close to that timeline. I think he's probably, that's how he's going to end it. He's not, basically won't be exposed during his time in office, or alleged office, if you would call it that. I don't think it's going to go to Pelosi. She's going to be in GITMO. And certainly Kamala Harris. She's not even a U.S. citizen. So definitely I don't think she's going to be in. Now, if they did vote for impeachment, because, you know, they were trying to impeach him back in January. So if that did happen, we would be on a really bad timeline right now. But thankfully that didn't. And I still think we're on a positive timeline. I wanted to throw out some names here. What do we got? We have Jim Carrey. That's a possible name for the guy in the silicone suit that's alleging to be the president. Another name, I was trying to find it on the Real World News. Arthur Roberts, a C-grade actor whose greatest claim to fame was portraying the evil ninja Braden in the 1983 martial arts film Revenge of the Ninja, because he's 6'2", same height as, almost same height, yeah, Yeah, pretty much. Okay, basically. But I don't know. I can't confirm and deny any of that. So I'll let Kimberly chime in on that.
Very nice. Very nice. Kimberly?
What about James Woods?
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
Okay, so I see this actor, V-I-D-E-N, whether it be James or Jim Carrey, I think that they're going to try to test his mental faculties, and he's obviously going to fail. And the VP obviously is not qualified or a U.S. citizen. So I think that while all of this is going on, somebody else is going to move in to temporarily take the place until the election. Can we talk about that? Until that's, I think there's going to be two things going on simultaneously, and I think one's going to feed off of each other.
Very nice, yeah. So I think that, the clones, I think it's a little combination of clone action and actors, because I think that guy's gone. He's no longer existing. When I remote view that, the entity is not there.
He did.
So that will be part of the reveal. But I think in the meantime, there's a possibility of the 25th being 25th Amendment being enacted, and I would like to push that, because push it a lot sooner than what they're ready for, because it kind of upsets their little apple cart, because they plan these things out. And if it starts to get pushed, we're like, hey, this guy is, a clown show. What's up? He needs to be replaced. Even if, I hear people whining, well, the replacement's worse than what we have right now. But that process of upsetting that whole system, that's what we want. So we want them to really start to unwind. So I think that as we move forward, Nancy would be the first one. And Nancy's already talking about leaving. She's lame duck, and I think that she has already left. I think she has a nice little summer, nice little place down in the spa. She's enjoying the spa, answering some questions as we're talking. So I think that as we move forward, that a lot of this stuff gets revealed, but not until someone comes back in charge.
We're talking about Trump.
And the real person that is, our rightfully elected person comes in and removes that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that was a nice little share, James. Thank you. Let's move into the next one. So-